Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Today, I want to go to the mailbag, and if you'd like to get me mail, have questions or topics you'd like to pick on, have me work with, just send me your questions, your topics, whatever, to askdel@luinc.com. For those of you who are driving, you can't write it down. It's just ask, obviously, A-S-K-D-E-L. That's how you spell the name, askdel. At, and the L-U-I-N-C.com stands for Lifestyles Unlimited, Inc., L-U-I-N-C.com. Get your questions to me, and we'll get the answers out to you as best we can, as quick as we can. Today, I've got one here. Somebody sent me a statement that came out, some research that he had done, and he wanted to hear my opinion of it, and whether or not I thought it was true. And that is as follows: It says, "How many people can afford to retire in the United States after age 60?" And the research that he came up with is current date, as of the current date, 2025 and 26 show that a significant portion of Americans over 60 years of age cannot afford to retire or are at a high risk of financial insecurity if they do. That's an interesting thing. A high risk, a very significant portion of over 60 years old cannot retire. You know, the whole concept of Social Security was that all it was going to do is supplement your income for maybe the last 5 years of your life. You retire at 60 and you probably die by 65. That was the age that most people lived to. Now that age has gone up to 80. And so by 60, you'd have to be able to support yourself for 20 years on your savings. And that's probably an almost impossible thing to do. Social Security has been watered down. It's really a Ponzi scheme. We all know that. We've been paying in. And back when we started Social Security, there were 20 people paying in for one person retiring. Now there's like 20 people retiring for one person paying in. It's just not going to work, right? So here we are, folks out here over 40, 50 years of age looking at this thing. You're looking down the tunnel, and man, you're seeing a train coming at you. And you're thinking, this isn't going to work. And quite honestly, it probably won't work. The possibility of you being able to keep doing what you're doing without keeping on getting what you're getting, which is nothing, is very likely. You're going to have to make some changes, and change is difficult. But the first change that I'd like to see you do is I'd like to see you change the way you look at retirement. And then we'll talk about some other things here. In fact, I've pulled up a bunch of stuff here as to ideas that people out there have on the internet as to what is should be and shouldn't be considered when looking at this. We'll look at their ideas, then we'll work them in with my ideas, and we'll see if there's anything functional for you. It says right here, financial insecurity. Over 45% of older adult households, over 19 million of them, lack the income to cover basic living expenses. Can you imagine? 45% of adults can't cover basic living expenses. How do you survive, right? And when does this finally start to bother you, per se? You know, you got to start thinking about this in advance somewhere along the way. How does this really shake out over all this? My first thought is, well, man, you better start figuring it out pretty soon, because it's going to get more and more difficult to fix. It goes on and says, extreme risk. 80% of households with older adults, approximately 47 million, are either financially struggling or at risk of economic insecurity as of their age right now. 47%, 80%, I'm sorry, 80% are already at extreme risk. That's 47 million people. Zero savings. 47% of individuals age 65 or older have no retirement savings at all. Let me read that again. 47% of individuals age 65 or older have no savings at all. How do you live with no savings at all? What happens if anything comes up in life? Scary situation, huh? Goes on and says, 30% on consumers age 61 to 65 are considering delaying retirement due to financial volatility. And it's funny, I was reading some financial planners' ideas about how to make this all work for you. And one of the most common ones right out of the blocks is put off retirement to age 70. In other words, 70 is the new 60. You're just not going to retire. You're just going to have to work an extra 10, 20 years now is what it's basically saying. Delaying retirement is the common. 30% of consumers age 61 to 65 will be delaying retirement. So there you go. You just don't retire. Just keep working. And how long can you work? That's the next question. How long before life takes you out? Physical illness, mental illness, whatever it is. 26% of people who have not yet retired expect they will never be able to retire ever. 26% of people who have not retired believe they never will retire. I guess they plan to just keep working the rest of their life until they drop dead at their job. They driving to work, boom, die, come home. Honey, I'm home, boom, die. That sounds so morbid, doesn't it? Work until you die. Wow, that's a strange concept. So what do we do? Well, for 35 years, I've been helping people go out there and buy a couple rent houses, buy a small apartment complex, invest in some apartment deals, maybe as a passive investor. So obviously, the first thing you have to do is you're going to have some cash to do some of this. I've found that most people, when I start working with them, find they have a little cash here and there. They just don't know how to get it out. They got some equity in their home. They have a little money in their 401k. They've got a little money in an IRA. They've got a little money here and there, but the money's not really doing anything. You know, let's say if you have a paid in full home or a half paid off home or whatever, you go, what is that money doing for you? Is it paying you any money? And the answer is no, it's not. 401k isn't paying you any money, and you can't take retirement, so you can't take the money out of your 401k. And even if you do, there's not a lot of it in there. In fact, I looked up somewhere how much money people had, and it kind of blew my mind. Like the elderly poverty rate was an interesting stat. It said 23%, the highest among high-income nations. 23% of our elderly are broke. Isn't that unbelievable? 23% of our elderly are broke. 50% of our adults, 60 and plus, are living below their needs. Social Security. 77 to 80% of seniors rely on Social Security, with 19% having no other income. Well, thank God we put Social Security in there, right? What would people do if there wasn't Social Security? 58% of Americans are unlikely to retain their current lifestyle in retirement. Well, that's almost a given. So is that a bad thing? Is that a good thing? We're identifying the problem, and we're going to talk about some cures for the problem here in the later part of the show. But the next one I saw was interesting was savings versus reality. It was an interesting benchmark. It said, while the average retirement savings for those aged 65 to 74, all right, 65 to 74, that's retirement age, buddy, is roughly $200,000. But the median, in other words, half, is below and half is above is only $87,000. Yeah, think about that. That's unbelievable. Half of Americans, 65 to 74, only have $87,000 saved up. And what do experts say you must have? Experts say to retire, you need $1.3 million to live comfortably. Now, they're not defining what comfortably is here, but let's just say it's the median income of 50 grand a year or more. In fact, let's do a little, I like this phone math. Let's do some phone math. Let's figure out what comfortably is, because they're always talking about the same thing, this 4% withdrawal plan. So if you have 1.3 million, 1,300,000 times 0.04 withdrawal, you can bring out $52,000 a year divided by 12 months. You're living on $4,333 a month. Eh, there you go. That's not so bad. Now, if you have another $2,000 a month, Social Security coming out, right? So what's the problem with that, Del? If we got, you know, the $4,300 plus $2,000 Social Security, we got $6,300 a month. Is it not a livable wage? Well, there's a problem with that, guys. First of all, you've never been taxed on this money. So now that $63,000, that $52,000 a year that you're going to earn, plus your Social Security, is going to get taxed. Now, Social Security may or may not get taxed depending on how much money you're pulling out and if you have any other kinds of ways or things to earn money with. I'm not an expert in Social Security at all. But throwing that aside, this $52,000 is going to get taxed. So let's say you get taxed at the 15% tax rate. Just come up with a number. I mean, you got to have something to play with here, right? So you go $52,000. Whoop, that's $520,000. That's pretty good. And you're going to divide that by 15% tax rate. So we're going to multiply this. The inverse of 15 tax rate would leave you 85. So times 0.85. That means you're left over $44,000 a year divided by 12 months. You're living on $3,683 a month. By the way, that's about the amount I retired on at 34 years of age. I was bringing down about $3,600 a month. The beautiful thing about real estate, when you bring down the $3,600 a month, it is tax-free. So instead of needing to make 52, you only need to make 44, and you're right there at that number, right? But the real question comes to, okay, well, where do I get the $1.3 million? You know, remember what we just said. Most people, right, the average person between 65 and 74 only has $200,000 as an average. Or if you look at the median, it's only $87,000. So how do you get to the $1.3 million? That's the real question. And the key is that you go out there and figure out a plan to systematically increase your asset base. I did it by buying single-family houses. I used high leverage, bought 11 houses was enough to actually retire me, but I kept buying after that. I eventually got up to 107 single-family houses that I owned. But the reality was it only took 11 to actually get me out of work. You know, I was working 12 hours a day, 6 days a week, blah, 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 blah. You don't hear my story anymore. Just the quiet life of desperation of working all day long every day at a young age. I was tired of it at a very young age. But what if you're old and you're tired of it? How do you get out of it then? And what do you do about this low savings account? Well, the first thing we need to do is we need to look at it from the point of view that we are going to not try to go out there and have the pile of $1.3 million. We're going to go out and produce the $44,000 a year of income, which is the $3,600 a month income. We are going to go try to produce the income instead of trying to produce the amount of cash and save that amount of cash, because that amount of cash to save is very, very difficult to do. So we go out here and we buy a rent house. And I talked to a lady at the expo this weekend. It just blew my mind. Had a guy come up and go, you got to go talk to this girl. You got to go talk to this girl. You got to go talk to this girl. And so I finally went and talked to her, and I was really amazed. She had done 8 houses the first year of being a member, and she had 4 more that she was under contract with now. And then she was going to change over and go to small apartments. She'd also bought into like 8 passive deals. So what she had done is she'd bought these houses in amazing leveraged positions. So if you go out there and you buy a rent house, and we'll just talk about this for a second. I showed some slides this weekend of the averages and the median, actually the median, half did better, half did worse, of numbers. And what we found was is that the median for single family houses was putting off typically somewhere around $300 or $400 a month in positive cash flow, if done correctly. As low as 200, as high as 400, so we'll say maybe 300. So if you go out there and she bought 8 of them, 300 times 8, she's already produced $2,400 a month in income that's tax-free. She buys 4 more of them, right? Now she's got 12. 12 times 300 is $3,600 a month, and there she is. She's got the $3,600 a month. Now, the other interesting thing was is that she had massive equity capture on these houses. So let's just say the equity capture is somewhere between $25,000 and $50,000. We'll say $30,000 to be halfway. That's not even really halfway. But let's just say you pick up an extra $30,000 of captured equity on each of these 12 houses. 30,000, 1, 2, 3, whoops, times 12 houses. And over a year and a half, she's accumulated and she had captured $360,000. You know, you have to think about it. That's just in 1 year and 3 months. Wow. All of a sudden, when we come back, we'll talk about this. That timeline starts to make sense, but you got to start now. Take a short break. Be right back with the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
The roadmap to creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Wamsley Radio Show returns in moments.
Working hard but still falling behind? Learn how real estate investing can help you build income and move forward with purpose. Text RADIO to 88007. That's RADIO to 88007. Presented by Lifestyles Unlimited.
You're hearing the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. Today we are talking about retirement and got started with somebody sending me an email. And if you'd like to send me an email with a topic you want to cover or information you want to share and talk about and discuss, just have a question you would like answered, just text me, or no, not text, I'm sorry, email me to askdell@luinc.com. That's askdell@luinc.com. We'll get the answers to you as quick as we can, get it out on the air to you, and sometimes I just write to you if it's something that just needs to be taken care of. So here we are. I looked up, what do financial planners suggest you do about this conundrum you have, which is they tell you you need $1.3 million to retire comfortably, and most people don't have more than $87,000. That's the median amount of retirement money that the average American has, or the median American has. The average has $200,000. That's because some people have all giant amount of money. And when you average it all out, it comes out higher. All right. So I looked up what financial planners said to do. In fact, what was the question I asked? I said, what suggestions do financial planners have to make sure you can retire? Crazy enough. Let's see, 5 suggestions. The first suggestion has about 4 things to it, and I think they're all ridiculous. I'm sure with you why I think they're ridiculous. Number one says, define your retirement number. Planners move beyond vague goals by using specific benchmarks to estimate how much you actually need. The 70-90 rule aimed to reduce 70 to 90% of your pre-retirement income to maintain your current standard of living. So what are they talking about? They're talking about the fact that once you retire, you really only need about 70% of what you were living on before. Why? Because you don't need to drive to work every day. You don't need to have work suits and laundry your suits and keep your dress, work clothes clean. You could stay at home and eat meals, and you don't have to eat out at lunch and dinner. I mean, there's a lot of ways you can cut back if you don't have a job, right? You can start doing stuff yourself, like mowing your own yard. They have a whole sundry of this stuff that becomes less expensive if you don't have to pay other people to do it because you've got time now to do it yourself. The next thing it says is live by the 25 times rule, and which is take multiply your desired annual retirement income by 25 to determine your target nest egg. All right. Then it goes on and says age-based. You can use age-based milestones, like you should have 1 time your salary by age 30, 3 times by 40, 6 times by 50, 10 times by 67. All right. To me, all of this is just hooey-pooey, guys. The bottom line is that your real problem is not knowing what number you need to get to. Your real problem is having the money to get there. Your real problem is knowing how to produce income. You have income now because you get up and go to work. Retirement is going to require you to produce income, passive streams of income. And it's not going to work to just set a number. Setting a number means nothing. I ran into a guy this weekend last week at the expo, and the guy just totally blew me away. In fact, he blew me and one other mentor away, because he went out with us from one restaurant to the next, from one bar to the next. And the entire night, he just kept asking the same question over and over and over again. And here's the background to it. The guy and his wife were young kids, about 35 years of age, and they had very successful jobs. The wife made about $300,000 a year. He made about $200,000 a year. But now they're starting to have kids. And so the wife wanted him to quit his job because it was less, right? And he was wanting to know, okay, how do I replace my $200,000, right, so that I could retire? And then we asked him how much money he had. And he had $250,000 saved up, is what they had saved up. Now, you think about it. You're 35 years old. What the heck do you need money for? And you make $500,000 a year. How in the heck are you spending $500,000 a year and not saving just gazillions of dollars? That's the first part of this story that just makes no sense whatsoever, right? And I told him, I said, okay, simple solution. Simple solution. Keep your job, make the extra $200,000, and save it for 2 or 3 years, and then you'll have enough money to retire right then and there on the spot. And he didn't like that because he wanted to retire right now. Second part of his problem was, as we got into it, he really didn't want to figure out how to make $200,000 a year, which by the time I explained it to him, that $200,000 a year, you are taking home nowhere near that. Let me explain to you, and we'll get out the old phone calculator again, which you're not supposed to do on the radio, I know. But let's just do it. You make $200,000 a year, what do you really take home? Well, if you're in the $500,000 tax bracket, dude, you are paying 33% to 41% in income taxes. And that's if you live in a red state. If you live in a blue state, tack another 8 to 10 on top of that. You also are paying Social Security and Medicare, which is another 7.5%. So let's say you're paying the 33, which is the low end. You got to be paying more. Say 38% plus Social Security, Medicare, another 7.5. That's 45%. And then whatever else you're taking out of it right there. So you got $200,000 and you're taking home, you're paying out 45% of taxes. You're taking home 55% times 0.55. All you're really taking home is $110,000 a year. And I said, so all you really need to replace is $110,000. He goes, no. And then he got defiant and said he needed to take home $500,000. He wanted $500,000 because he really wanted them both to retire. And the point is that this kind of thinking just doesn't work. Sticking a number on your goal. I know everybody's told you in your life you need a number written down somewhere. All right, whatever. Write your number down, put it on a piece of paper and bury it in the backyard. Because what you really need to do is go get the first amount of income you can get your hands on. He kept trying to figure out how he could make $500,000 a year on a $250,000 investment. And we showed him you can go over here and buy single-family houses and make massive gains. You can go over here and buy your own apartment complex and make massive gains. But then he goes, but maybe I should just be passive. I said, okay, you can be passive, but you won't make the same massive gains as you would in these other two. He said, well, I need to make the massive gains. And I said, well, then you're going to have to do one of the two. And we went round and round like that for the whole night until finally, I mean, you know, you're drinking all night long, and that story gets old really quick, man. This guy just didn't get it, but he's not the only one. I've been consulting for 35 years, mentoring for 35 years, and you see it all the time. People think that there's this magic bullet. What do you need to do? You need to go buy your first investment that pays distributions, period. Well, I own some gold. Gold doesn't pay you anything. I own some silver. It doesn't pay you anything, right? I've got some whatever that crypto is. It doesn't pay you anything. I've got a 401k. It doesn't pay you anything. All of these things and all these numbers, these guys want you to figure out what 70, 90% of what you make now is, or what's 25 times what you would like to make when you get, they're all arbitrary, ambiguous goals. None of them mean anything. The question is, what can you go produce right now? And what can you produce right after that and right after that and right after that and just keep doing it for the rest of your life? When you come to a number that feels comfortable to get off, you know, the train, to stop pushing the rock, then stop pushing the rock. But until you get to that number, you got to keep pushing the rock. And these guys only being 35 years old, starting just now, making massive money, they think they're going to make $500,000 a year doing nothing is something that would take some time to get to. Yes, I make way more than that, but I've been doing it for 35 years. They don't want to do it for 35 years. They want to do it for like 3.5 months, right? There's more and more and more people I see have this kind of, and especially in the youthful people that are coming around this day and age, they think that there's something for nothing, instantaneously, gratificationally diseased ideas that make you rich overnight. They keep hearing these numbers like billionaires, right? Elon Musk is about to become the first trillionaire. They just have unrealistic expectations about what money can do when you have to put it to work instead of just spend it, right? So none of these ways of capturing this, if you sit down with me and go, hey, man, that's good. We know where you want to get off. Knowing where you want to get off is not the problem. Getting there is the problem. You need a small win. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. So let's get out there and let's get you $200, $400, $800, $1,000, $2,000, $4,000 with cash flow. And each level you go up, you go, wow, now I believe it. So you got to learn to believe. Whatever the mind of man can conceive and believe, it can achieve. You don't believe it right now. You don't have any idea what you're doing. You need that in front of you to be able to get out there and get this stuff done. So let's forget about the big number. Let's go right to what can we get done today. Next thing, maximizing your savings, okay? They're saying capture your match in your 401k. Stop doing your 401k. Take the money you would have put in your 401k and take that money out and immediately start investing it. Why wait for 30 years in your 401k before you can invest your money? No, it's not making you any money inside of the 401k because you don't get the money and you haven't paid taxes on the money that's in there. It's just a pile. It's a number on a piece of paper. Get that money you're putting in the 401k. Get it out. Let's go buy your rent house. And next month, you'll have $200 to $300 a month positive cash flow every month for the rest of your life if you do it correctly. Let's buy you another one the next month, another one the next month. After you get that kind of momentum, we'll buy you four and five of them at a time, and boom, all of a sudden you'll be able to retire. But you're not going to do it the way you're at. Catch-up contributions. How the heck do you catch up contributions? Let's talk about savings in the most realistic form, and that is, if tomorrow you had to live on half of what you make, and by the way, if you live in California, you live on less than half of what you make. If tomorrow Zoran Mondami from New York decides to raise your taxes, property taxes, personal income taxes, sales taxes, which he is going to do, you're going to live on less. The question is, why are you not smart enough to think that if the government's going to keep going broke and taking more and more and more of my money to try to support things, including Social Security and Medicare, which are a Ponzi scheme and are upside down, why don't I just cut my cost of living now and then save that money, buy some streams of income, and be able to support myself with it, with tax-free income that they won't take more and more of every single month. It just, it makes no sense. It's very, very simple to live without. You say, well, I can't cut any of the stuff I have. That is ridiculous. That's the way my wife thinks. It's the way everybody I've ever met thinks. There's stuff you waste money on every single day. And, you know, I could spew some stuff out to you. Okay, I'll do it. I had a pool guy. $400 or $500 a month. I got rid of the pool guy. See, it's not because I needed to save. It's just I realized I don't need a pool guy for $400 or $500 a month. And I bought one of these electric pool cleaners. I just threw it in the pool, turned it on. And, you know, once every couple of days, I got to pull it out and clean it out and put it back in there. And the pool's clean. The automatic chlorination. I just had to realize I have to put chlorine in the automatic chlorinator instead of paying the pool guy. I mean, it's ridiculous. I had to empty the skimmers. Now, every morning when I get up, I walk around, I feed my fish, I empty the skinners. And then, you know, once every couple of days, I put chlorine in the automatic chlorinators. $400 or $500 a month. We have $400 or $500 a month in cable bills. Now, I didn't get rid of them because my wife thinks for some reason it's okay. And with the money I make, I could live on it. But how many of you have electronic fees, cable, internet, fees that just are $200, $300, $400 a month? You don't need all that stuff. You don't need cable TV. You can get almost everything you watch on TV now over the internet. And there's very inexpensive cable hookups to the internet. And you can watch 90% of the shows you want. And let's say you can only watch 70. If you drop from $400 a month down to $40 a month, it's worth it, right? Your expensive cars you don't need, your expensive trucks you don't need, your Jeeps, your play toys, your boats. All that stuff can go until you've built up enough streams of income to replace your income. All that stuff, the vacation home, maybe even the vacations, until you've built up enough streams. And what I'll tell you happens is that it's like building muscles. The more passive streams of income you build, the more you're going to want to find ways to save wasted money so you have a little more money each month to put towards buying some more streams of income. The more streams of income you have, the more stuff you can buy. And it just becomes a snowball that spirals down the hill. You want to get on that. Debt reduction. Now, here's an interesting one. Debt reduction is an oxymoronic failure. Now, let me explain to you what I mean. If you have a home, I'm going to make up a number. Let's say you have a $500,000 home, and it could be a $400,000. It could be a $200,000. Let's take $400,000. You got a $400,000 home. It's paid in full. What is that home making you each month? It's making you nothing, right? All you're doing is getting out of paying 5% interest on $400,000, which is, what would that be, $2,000 a year in interest or something like that. Let me get out the trusty phone calculator here again and see what we're savings here. We got $400,000, 400, 1, 2, 3, and times 0.05% interest. You're saving $20,000 a year, all right? Now, let's say we could take that $400,000 and go out there and buy single-family houses where we put in $25,000 in the deal and we capture $40,000 to $50,000 on equity capture immediately. That is over 100% return. So if we're earning 100% or plus return, plus cash flow of another 5, 8, 10, 15%, if we're earning all that money, does it really matter if we pay 5% interest? I would rather pay 5% interest to make 100% return. But you can't make the 100% return because the money's there in the house, wasting away, paying property taxes, paying insurance. You're not getting out of paying stuff. You still got to, you know, do the lawn and the maintenance and repair and blah, 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 blah. All you're getting out of doing is paying the interest. You still got to pay the property taxes and the insurance. Payment doesn't go away. You still got payments. The problem is you don't have any income. So if you start to look at this differently and you get in here and start to work with us, we're going to be able to show you how to turn this thing around in no time at all. That snowball will be large enough you can think about early retirement. Remember, it's not just the money. It's the lifestyle. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow.
listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Want more of Del's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Wamsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.